Welcome back to JACcast, a podcast series researched, written, recorded, and produced by the 8th grade students at New Road School in Santa Monica, California. I'm your host, Luca.
And I'm your other host, Aman. Today we'll be answering the essential question, how has immigration from Central America impacted the U.S.'s political landscape?
Throughout history, immigrants are often seen as one of the lowest classes, coming to a country with little to no possessions, possibly even without legal status. Despite this, immigrants often cause massive political shifts, whether for the better or for the worse. In America, immigration is a loaded and deeply political topic, one that politicians have debated for decades, and recent events have brought many people's attentions towards the U.S.-Mexico border, where thousands of migrants are being detained and deported after leaving their homes in Central America, seeking refuge in the United States.
According to the Pew Research Center in 2022, 72% of Republicans strongly believe that there should be increased security at the U.S.-Mexico border, while only 22% of Democrats strongly believe border security should be increased. That's a 50% difference. You can already see the major difference in mainstream U.S. political opinion when it comes to the Central American immigration. 41% of Democrats feel taking in refugees fleeing conflict is very important, compared to only 13% of Republicans.
These statistics may be shocking to some, but there are many reasons that people hold these opinions. Many politicians hold anti-immigrant sentiment, and that can cause their followers to change their opinion. Some politicians have also spread misinformation or racist and stereotypical ideas, which has changed America's views on immigration.
But why do Central Americans flee their home countries? UNICEF in 2020 says that gang violence, death threats, extortion, and other forms of violence force thousands of Central Americans to flee their homes in terror. Families who escape the conflict are confronted with the option to remain in cramped detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border or return to their countries, where their children are under threat of being recruited by a gang. According to the Norwegian Refugee Council in 2023, Northern Central America has one of the highest homicide rates in the world.
This violence stems from armed gang conflicts, drug trafficking, and corruption. Central American countries also receive some of the lowest amounts of humanitarian aid in the world compared to many European countries. Many children drop out of school at an early age because of the lack of quality education, and there is very limited access to healthcare. And in the midst of this danger, immigrants fleeing to America has caused serious political turmoil and racist backlash. This evidence shows one of the main ways immigrants cause change in the U.S.'s political landscape, although unintentionally through public opinion. Oftentimes, political views on immigration are one of the main deciding factors in things like elections and policymaking. Take former President Trump, for example. According to the Pew Research Center in 2016, about two-thirds of registered voters who voted for Trump marked immigration as a big problem. Seeing as anti-immigration rhetoric is one of Trump's main defining political views, it's safe to say that immigration significantly affected the presidential election. Trump has also repeatedly made statements that allowing Central American refugees to enter the U.S. brings in drugs, crime, and more.
These statements are overwhelmingly false and biased. There are no statistics to back up the former president's claims that sheltering refugees increase crime rates or contributes to drug rates. These are helpless, scared people fleeing violence, and because of Trump, many people believe they are bringing with them the very problems they are terrified of. But aside from the former president, some will argue that because America is a nation of immigrants, immigrants will forever be an integral part of the country's history. Brookings.edu in 2020 said that, quote, "Though we are a nation comprised largely of immigrants and their descendants, immigration remains one of the most fraught social and political issues of modern times. Who can enter this country, who can work here, who can create a family here, and who can become Americans are questions that continue to roil our politics." Unquote.
conclusion, immigration from Central America affects the U.S. political landscape in many ways. Between sparking intense political debates as well as inciting political extremism among the public, it spreads misinformation about victims of violence and terror.
Immigration is a difficult but crucial topic to discuss in political environments, whether we like it or not. At least 97% of the United States population is immigrants or are descended from immigrants, according to U.S. News in 2022.
America is a nation of immigrants, and people who immigrate to the U.S., even if they have no choice, will forever affect the political aspects of the United States of America.